Carlos, 1-1 then in the end. Your thoughts on your side's performance today?
Well, I think we prepared very well the match. Our strategy in the beginning was almost perfect. We pressed the opponent. We create one line of the press up, not up, but in the middle with four players. And I think we disturb a lot the leads. And in the first part, we have a lot of time the ball. I think we control completely the game. Our goalkeeper don't have nothing to do. It's true that we did the goal, but also the goalkeeper from Leeds don't have too much work to do. It's the reality. In the second part, of course, the coach from Leeds tried to surprise us and put problems to us, not surprise, but put problems, move players more inside our lines, between our defensive line and our midfield, start to put players more inside, knew you more tired. The central defenses start to put the left long balls and the right start to put the balls between our lines. They create these problems. So we analyze the situation. We try to substitute in that moment Jack Kent to try to correct the situation. But exactly in that moment that we are doing the substitution, we keep the goal. So they did 1-1. But after this, we correct the position inside the pitch. So we're still controlling the match. I expect a little more with fresh players to go to attack, to in counter-attack. We didn't do so well. We have a big chance with Liam Palmer. But what I can say at the end, I think, is the draw is correct with what the teams do. It's a typical derby. The teams fight a lot. We don't have too many chances. The opponent don't have too many chances. So I think the draw is a correct score.
Let's talk about the goal, Wednesday's goal. An outstanding goal from Marco, wasn't it? Absolutely brilliant. Why you brought him to the club?
Marco, you know, is playing in a different environment. This is new to him. If you analyze, he are playing all the matches that we are doing, also in the Cup. Usually in Portugal, you don't play these kind of games in three days. So it's normal that he was more tired in the final part of the game. But what I want to try to say that he will improve more and more, and he will do better in the future. But of course, he have a big influence since the beginning in the points that we did, especially in the offensive part of the team. He have a big influence, and we are happy with him, completely happy with him.
And if he can score better goals than that, he's doing pretty well for Sheffield Wednesday. Great technique, lovely volley.
Yeah. Let's see if he can score. Usually the goals that he do usually is more from the left inside and do fantastic goals. He did fantastic goals from the left, pushing to the right, and to the post more longer from the left post. But this kind of goals he can score. It's not a scorer, as I told before. It's not a scorer. He's as you see, he's a winger. He's not an attacker. But he did in Championship in Portugal 17 goals last season. It's amazing to a winger. And we expect that he can do goals also here in Championship. So, but we are happy with him. But let me tell you that we are happy with the old players also. We changed some players today, as you see. And the spirit of the team, the soul of the team was almost the same. So we miss, in the offensive part, we miss sometimes a little more aggressivity. We stay with a lot of aggressivity. After, the energy come a little down with the game. And, we didn't give a second life to our team. But there are things that we are trying to correct. So, as I said before, before the matches, all the coaches want the 3 points. After the matches and analyze what happened on the pitch, I agree and I accept completely 1 point, and I believe that we win 1 point, like Leeds win 1 point in this championship, very very balanced with a dot of draws and very hard competition.
If Leeds obviously became a bit better in the second half, didn't they? But if Wednesday are guilty of anything, is it just sitting back a little bit too deep as the half wore on?
Yeah, a little, I accept. Probably, this is the. If you have players on the bench with the different characteristics, so because we have Bush, but Bush is a player similar, not similar with Nuyu, but is a player more to play with the ball on the feet. He's not like a runner. And we think in this moment, if we substitute, we need the players more to run to the back of the defense and to create. Probably we can the story of the game could be different, but okay, in the situation, in the moment, what we felt in that moment, we felt that it's better we try to put fresh players on the sides Jack Kent is a fullback and Elam, they are fullback, but they are players with characteristics offensives. They are speed, they go to attack, they are good one-to-one. So we try to give more energy on the sides because Sogu and Marco, we felt them very, very tired, and these are the players that we in our idea can give more energy in that moment to try to win. We don't put them to defense, we put to try to win, but of course after in the game we can't control what will happen in the game after when you do this.
You alluded to the changes before. I think it was six between the games. Was all of that fatigue related, or are there injury reasons for that as well?
No, different situations. So some of them strategic, some of them, for example, Lewis McCougan spent the night in hospital because the wife had a baby. And congratulations to him. And Lovens have a problem on the feet. Also, Lucas João, he can't play also. So, and the players that we feel that they are more easy to recover, we put them to play. There are some players, in our opinion, we felt that there are more problems to recover. And for example, Ross Wallace and Jack Kent, they came late to the trainings, and immediately they came to start to playing. And we must be careful about that because we don't want to lose players to the future. And we understand that sometimes in this kind of situation, if you don't care about these changes, maybe the players can be with injuries, muscle injuries, and we want all the players. And because we trust in all the players of our squad, so we put them to play. Because we believe in all the players. As I told you before, we want a dynamic that everybody must... I am sure that to Tuesday, all the players from the squad believe that they can play in the first 11. And I want this kind of dynamic. I don't want that players that stay just to stay on the bench and not option. I want a good dynamic.
Just finally from me, obviously there were absentees today because of injury. You mentioned Glenn Leuven's there, Kieran Westwood, etc. Will they be available for selection for Tuesday, do you think?
I don't know yet. It's day by day. Let's see today what happened with the players. So, but sure that Tuesday we will take the game of the cup very serious, and we put our best play, our first 11 that we have in our mind to after analyze everything to try to win the match on Tuesday. Sure that we'll try to put a good team, a good 11 to play.